Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, the Eagles, you know, they get off early just getting going. And while the game was sort of close entering near the end of the second quarter, it became a effort. The Eagles finished the second half in superb fashion. Third quarter rolled, and from there just, you know, it just put it to bed. It was really an impressive performance. Now, John, you referenced the defense here. You want to get something on the deep. So you think I am now overrating Jonathan Gannon?
I do. And it was good yesterday. I do think that Titans team had limitations to what they could do. We knew already that Ryan Tannehill was very average as a quarterback, but the weapons he had to throw to, Treylon Burks was the best one of them. He went out in the first quarter.
Can I just say what a catch just for a moment?
Incredible.
That was amazing. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
Really something. That was his first NFL touchdown. Yeah.
First receiving touchdown. He picked up a fumble last week.
Who knows whether he even remembers touchdown. His first touchdown catch, yeah. though. I mean, poor guy, man. He got smoked.
Uh-huh. But your stat, I guess you said from the game where they posted that the Eagles had the second fewest yards given up. I don't think yards is the most important stat when you really boil it down. I do think points is more significant. And that gives you a good idea of how good a defense is performing. And when you look at the points statistic, we are tied with New England, which is a good place to be because New England's defense is really all they have. New England giving up 18.8 points per game. We're tied at seventh in the NFL.
That's good.
The teams in front of us, the Jets, we know that their defense really, really pretty sound.
Great day.
Tampa Bay, we know that that's scary, that defense. Buffalo, Dallas.
Yeah, these are good teams, good defenses.
Denver, which is sort of the outlier because their offense is truly the most abysmal in the NFL.
Yep.
And then San Francisco sits at number one.
That's a good group to be with.
15.8 points per game. It is a really good group to be with. My contention is that we have a lot of talent on the defensive side of things. And when we needed a little help, Howie went out and did a wonderful job. And Ndamukong Suh and Linval Joseph, they truly have augmented this team. The question mark would be the defensive end, Robert Quinn, really didn't. But he's trying. He's trying to add where we need it.
Yeah.
The talent is there. Better than we could have hoped, better than we could have imagined. And even the depth. I mean, Blankenship was pretty good yesterday. Again, that's against bad wide receivers.
So that helps
the cause. I don't think you can say, hey, we're totally in the clear. This defense has arrived. I do think they're really good, but Gannon is not really great himself. I still need to see more.
Well,
and there have been little things, like the tiny details, the attention to detail, like the leverage points, the gap security, the things that are, you know, like master's level course, like boring for most people to talk about.
Yeah.
Like we haven't always been sound this year. Gannon has cleared the record, and he's now a great D coordinator.
All right, look, we'll take your reaction on it all, 215-592-9494, most especially a glorious win yesterday. If you're at the game, watch on TV, listen here on WIP, it was a beatdown. Your reaction, the performance of Hurts, A.J. Brown, the defense, the pass rush. I mean, I don't know how you can't be thinking Super Bowl right now. To the phones, let's go Frank and Langhorne. Hello, Frank.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Great, Frank.
Hey, you know, it's almost like an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a funny feeling when you don't have anything to complain about on a Monday.
Yeah, I know.
Besides penalties.
Those darn penalties. Come on.
And that's like probably the easiest thing to fix. But yeah, I give them credit because it's not easy to fix stopping a run, and they're doing a better job.
They are.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they decide to cover kickoffs, and the special teams yesterday showed up.
I got to tell you, Frank, I couldn't believe the other team didn't bring it out of the end zone. First kickoff was only 2 yards deep, and the guy let it sail through, and I thought, what an idiot. That's bad coaching, because the coach should have told him, hey, we're going to press this thing up the field. Come on, man. Anyway, you're right. When the Eagles did have to stop them, they did. But the first – I think it was the first kickoff, not the first – anyway, go ahead, Frank.
But, yeah, the field was much longer yesterday.
Yep.
The field was much longer, which gives more room for error. And the way they were rushing the passer yesterday, they made the defensive backs look really good. And then how about N'Kobe Dean, how he did?
He waited
his turn, came in, and played. And that's coaching, too. To have a guy like that, a rookie like that, ready to come in
well,
and play the way he played.
Frank, it's and good stuff there, man. It's coaching and talent. Good job by him. And he did a nice job, and I agree with you. Coaches
was
had him ready.
Helped out a lot by the guys in front of him. The D tackles who we've added, who know what they're doing, they do a great job of holding offensive linemen.
They've done a nice job
out for a guy, especially like N'Kobe Dean, who's a run, sideline to sideline type of linebacker.
Yep.
Ndamukong Suh, N'Kobe Dean should have been thanking Ndamukong Suh after the game.
Yeah, those guys up front have made a big difference. By the way, Sirianni, his conversation with Angelo from earlier this morning, you'll hear that coming up at 12:25 today. So coming up in, about 15 or so minutes, 12:25, Sirianni with Angelo from this morning. So we have not yet discussed what I thought was clearly the scariest moment from yesterday's game. James Seltzer, what was the scariest moment from yesterday's
game? Was it when Jalen took that pop?
1,000%.
Right there with you.
I actually thought, because when he first got up,
I thought
he got
a concussion.
I thought he was done for the
day.
Yeah,
me too. The way it looked like it was.
Yeah, that was, that was very lucky to escape without obviously an injury, at least at this point that we know of. It was like right up under the chin. And John, you.
It's a problem. Everyone's sort of, we're all excited. It looked so good. It was so definitive, a 35-10 win. But heading into that game, I felt concerned about straight-up pass pro. And a big part of that is Jordan Mailata is not as good as I thought he was. And I don't really understand it. I think part of this is it's a foreign concept. Football is a foreign concept to Jordan Mailata. He's so new to the game, it looks at times like he is uncertain exactly what he's supposed to be doing. And that play, you got Bud Dupree, a premier pass rusher, lined up at the end of the line of scrimmage to your side. You're the left tackle.
Yep.
He's lined up right across from you. I don't know who Jordan Mailata thought he was supposed to be blocking on that play.
Yeah, I went to the inside
He's
guy.
Probably going to say, hey, the D tackle held me. I wasn't able to get off the hold. But, you have to pop out. You have to kick step. You have to gain depth. When you've got a guy who – there have been multiple occasions this year where the end man, the pass rusher, the guy who gets paid all that money has been left unblocked by Jordan Mailata, our left tackle. And I'm trying to, read into this a little bit, but I feel like he needs, a refresher course in football. That a lot of times NFL coaches, even great ones like Jeff Stoutland, they assume you know more than you know. And he's a unique case.
I bet just Stoutland's on it.
He's a unique category.
Mailata's just not – something on it, he's just not picking it all up.
It doesn't come naturally to Jordan Mailata. And once upon a time, they were drilling him. They were locking it down every day. Hey, this is the footwork.
Yeah.
This is the scheme. This is who you block. This is how you block them. I think some of that has fallen by the wayside they paid him a lot of money.
Yep.
He is the entrenched left tackle now. They need to go back and go over some of the basics again with Jordan Mailata, because you can't keep getting your quarterback hit because you're not blocking the edge guy.
Well, they were very lucky. That was a scary moment. Very lucky that Hurts didn't get really hurt on that play. Let's go to Chris in Doylestown. Hi, Chris.
How we doing, guys? How you doing today?
Doing great, Chris.
Living a dream. All right. My question, amazing game. We've all been talking about the game and stuff like that. I just want to say, just looking forward, as John mentioned a little bit, or Joe mentioned, just looking ahead. Not even that. I'm looking at Dallas. Did you see Matty Ice just torch Diggs last night with that touchdown pass on a double move?
Last night, Chris, last night was I am shutting it down, going to bed early night for me. I woke up, I saw the score. I know Dallas rolled, but I was very happy to go to sleep. Maybe in part, Chris, because while I know Dallas is good, I don't see them as a regular season threat. I see them as a postseason threat.
Sure.
And so, you know, but anyway, go ahead.
I never realized how much he bit on those double moves, Diggs. I went back and looked
at him. Yeah, he's a risk taker.
Yes, he is.
A huge risk taker. And that's one thing. And then their other corner went down. We're talking about Jimmy G, but their other corner went down as well. So there's no way they're stopping us either. Our receivers are unbelievable. Hey, I have a question, and John might know the answer to this a little bit better. When you're playing the game, this offsetting penalties thing has just blown my mind. You have a penalty for holding, let's say, right? Play goes on, and a guy just knocks the crap out of a guy in his head, you know, a personal foul, and those penalties are offset. How can we change that? So you're telling me I just do a little hold or maybe a little grab, another guy goes off and just knocks someone's head off as they're running out of bounds, and you tell me that those penalties just offset.
I'm fine with it, Chris.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's the way football's always been. If you penalty on both teams, the play didn't count. I mean,
you're saying that
the severity.
The severity.
You're risking injury on one side.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, some things should be handled differently. Just like in the game of soccer we're watching here, a yellow card for a handball versus a yellow card for some guy taking a guy out, you know, completely. And nine times out of ten, they're actually not even hitting them. But you know what I'm saying? It just bothers me that they just cancel each other out.
Look, the only other solution is if you had a 15-yarder and a 5-yarder,
sure,
then you could give the one team 10 yards to offset it. I don't like
crazy.
It. I think
Joe, if you don't mind me asking one last thing real
sure,
quick.
Sure.
You're talking about Indiana Jones. I'm not sure if either of you, I've listened to you guys a lot, but you ever see a show called Your Honor on Showtime?
Loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Did you see the trailer? It's coming out again, the second season. They just pushed it. It was supposed to happen December 11th. They just pushed it to January 15th. That's one of the most underrated shows,
yep,
I think, around. You guys have a great afternoon.
You too, man. It was also the first show I saw that incorporated the pandemic into actual content. It was late in season one of Your Honor, but they'd obviously filmed it during the pandemic, and you started seeing masks in one scene. It was kind of neat. 215-592-9494. It's a good show. If you get a chance, watch Your Honor season one. It's with Breaking Bad dude, Walter White. Very good stuff.
Ryan Grantson.
Up ahead, Sirianni with Angelo, obviously covering a lot from yesterday's game and just this season and the whole deal. What Nick Sirianni had to say, you'll hear that interview, plus all the phone calls, your reaction to it all. Hurts, MVP, man. MVP plus A.J. Brown, great. The pass rush was great. The tackling was great. You can hop in, 215-592-9494. Well, a total destruction. The Eagles put on the Tennessee Titans yesterday, and I can't imagine with the Kansas City Chiefs losing to Cincinnati, not that there's any shame in that, but I can't imagine that anybody in America this week, John, that does a power ranking. I mean, there should not be one power ranking this week that has the Eagles anywhere but numero uno.
For sure.
Doesn't mean that they'll win it all in the end. They might not. Certainly the Eagles have a great shot. But, I mean, come on now. I mean, what we saw yesterday was just – and it was every aspect. I mean, Hurts was awesome. He literally looked like the MVP. A.J. Brown was phenomenal. A game-changing, season-changing, franchise-changing acquisition when Howie got him back in April. And, of course, they have him locked up for, you know, a bunch of years here. I thought the pass protection, we talked about Mulata last segment, but for the most part, the pass protection was much better than it had been. And to your point, John, when it does break down, Hurts gives the ability to run away anyway, normally, which helps. I thought
Let me add something.
Yeah,
to that.
Go for it.
That, no question, Jalen had time, and when things did break down,
yep,
he is so supremely talented that he just breaks the pocket, buys time, he throws it away or runs for yardage. They didn't have, just like on offense, they were missing their main weapon.
Sure.
And Treylon Burks going out of the game. Danico Autry is their best defensive player. Danico Autry is a 6'5", 285-pound defensive end who was, I don't know, 7 sacks this year in 10 games, something like that. He really is.
Can I give you my retort?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter my team won by 500 points.
I agree. But
like, it, so my no, team, it doesn't so matter. James, my team would have won by 490 points.
That's right.
I mean, it was just, it was a beatdown.
It's crying over spilt milk if you're a Titans fan saying, yeah, but we were missing this guy, or we were missing that guy. But again, I do feel like today is we're saying, well, now we're indomitable. Now we're,
that's what it feels like.
Now we're sitting atop the heap, and I agree with that. We are the best team in the NFL, and we proved it against a really tough team. But they were compromised, and we were not. And
No, that's not entirely fair. Kazir White went out. Quez Watkins went out. No, they're not as significant as maybe some of those Titans
Quez
you mentioned.
Watkins
and no Dallas
not.
Goddard, no Avante Maddox, all that stuff coming in that we talked about.
I think so, too. I mean, it's just,
I'm trying to compare Danico Autry to someone on our defense. I don't even know. We don't have a guy like that on our defense. He really is that good. But, you know, again,
I thought Reddick did a nice job yesterday, man.
He absolutely
he was
did.
Awesome.
He was.
He's been great.
Sweat
man.
Was awesome.
Sweat
both
was
guys,
sweat
both
was
guys
great.
Coming off the edges, and they like the stunts. Like I was saying with the ET stunts, where those guys cross. That offensive line had no answers, but part of that success is the Titans did a bad job of swapping those things off.
Sure,
that left tackle was not very good. They. The Titans team that I thought could overcome some of their shortcomings with toughness and coaching and all that stuff.
Yeah, one there.
You know, they weren't quite as good as
well, they had a bad day, but the Eagles had a great day.
But we made them have
a bad
day.
I'll tell you this. The thing
– it's this weird area. We are in a weird area now where I feel like you think the rest of the season is like it's all downhill from here.
No, it's all
that good.
Same plane. Just keep doing what you're doing.
We are that good, but there will be other – really good teams that have talented players.
Well,
and,
look.
And they better bring it the way they brought it against the Titans or else teams can jump up and bite you.
I'll say this. I don't take it for granted that the Eagles would definitely beat Dallas in the playoffs. I think Dallas looks formidable. I think the Eagles obviously would likely beat them, but it's no guarantee. The thing that encouraged me the most yesterday, and this is a big statement, because almost everything we saw was encouraging. The thing that encouraged me the most was the pass rush. Because for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, they will have to defeat either Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, or I'll throw him in there, or Joe Burrow. And that's going to involve a pass rush. That encouraged me the most of all. Let's get to Nick Sirianni and what he had to say this morning when because the pass rush was great yesterday. What Sirianni had to say when he joined Angelo this morning. Listen, we'll react, then all the phone calls as we continue. Sirianni with Angelo after just a magnificent victory.
On the line, the coach of the 11-1 Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Angelo.
Nick, in all this terrific season, was that your team's most complete win?
I think what you saw yesterday was just the offense, defense, special teams all came together and played really well. So, yeah, I think that was one of our most complete games just because every phase contributed, every phase pulled its weight, and every phase just really went out there and balled.
I got to tell you, Nick, it's very rare you will see a team that has a set of problems, and all of them appear to be fixed in one game. But you stopped the run brilliantly. Special teams was excellent. Their passing game was terrific. Your running was great. Were those all points of emphasis in the week, and how did it end up that they all worked out so well?
You know, I mean, anytime you have something that you deem is a problem and really just something that you want to fix every mistake from every game. So last game, you know, our kickoff coverage wasn't up to our standard, and we went out and fixed that. But it's been, you know, it hasn't been, you know, all season. It was just like last game, the kickoff coverage was not up to our standard. And then, you know, we started that game and after our score got a big hit and kind of set the stage there. And then defensively, we've had a couple games that against the run haven't been up to our standard, but you know, the last couple weeks have been really good. And so we just continued, the coaches on defensive side continue to put the guys in good spots to make plays, and defensive players go out and they make the plays. So we got really good players over there. Offensively, I think we've just proved that we can kind of win any way we need to. If we need to run it for 300 yards, we'll do that. If we need to throw it for 300 yards, we'll do that. So it doesn't, you never, You never know how that's going to play out. I mean, we do. You guys don't. We're not going to tell you, hey, this is going to play out this way this week. But, you know, we'll do whatever we need to do to win the game on that offensive side.
Nick, that's the next thing I was going to ask you. So the last 2 weeks we've seen Hurts run amok phenomenally at over 100 yards the first quarter running the ball. We saw him throwing the ball brilliantly yesterday. Do you know before a game which of these two weapons you're going to use and how much of it?
Well, sure. We look at the tape all week. We grind all week as coaches to figure out what's the best way to attack. I don't know if we – I think this last 2 weeks, let's be honest, these last 2 weeks have been very unusual where it's dominated on one side, because I think we've been pretty balanced. If you look at the stats, we've been pretty balanced as far as our run game, and we're in the top portion of the league in both run and pass. But you go in with a plan to say, hey, I think we can do this or I think we can do that. And it's just been extreme the last 2 weeks. Again, you don't want to be extreme anytime, but at least we weren't extreme all run last two games or all pass the last two games. It was extreme to the other end. But you're trying to be balanced, but you also are going to try to do everything you can do to win the game. And if that's throw for 380 yards like we did yesterday, that's what we'll do.
A.J. Brown was spectacular. I'm not shocked. He has that ability. I'm just wondering how much of it was a motivation to beat the team he used to play on.
You know, motivation on this team, we talk about this a lot. We talk about this an awful lot. Motivation on this team is to not let each other down and to play for each other. That's the greatest motivation of any team that you can have, is how do we win for each other? How do we not let each other down? But human nature is going to take over too. Of course he was motivated a little bit extra. But what I loved about what AJ did is he didn't change his process throughout the week. He went through the process all the week to make sure he was ready to play in that game. And then he had a little bit extra juice in that game because, you know, he was playing his former team. And so, but I think if you let the entire week, if you think about that in the entire week and let it affect your process, then you might not be ready to play. But he didn't do that, and he was ready to play, and he went out and had a big-time game.
Nick, the guy's 25. Is it surprising to you that the former team he was on gave up on him?
Hey, I'm just happy we have him. I don't he's a phenomenal player, phenomenal person, fits in great with the room, great teammate, and so I'm just happy he's a Philadelphia Eagle.
All right, let's go to the defense, because if you're gearing up to stop Derrick Henry, Nick, I'm figuring, well, there probably won't be a great pass rush that day, and you had six sacks. So you had both of that covered. Explain to me what was going on that defensive line yesterday.
Well, sometimes, Angelo, it gets to known pass situations. If you're third and eight, you don't have to stop the run anymore. So what we talk about a lot is you have to earn the right to rush the passer, right? You got to earn the right to rush the passer. What does that mean? Well, you win on first and second down. You win you put them in second and long and stuff like that. So that's what was happening yesterday. Like we were winning on early downs, and then some of the sacks came on third down, and they came quick. Those guys were getting home fast, to the quarterback. So, you know, it's not like we went out there and we knew we had to stop Derrick Henry. He's one of the best players in this league. And the guys did a good job of not letting – it was a full team. When you stop the run like that, it's a full team defensive effort, right? And so that means we are winning with knockback on the line of scrimmage with our defensive line. The linebackers were fitting their gaps really well. And then the secondary did a really nice job of coming in and cleaning up off of that. I saw a number of plays our secondary guys have made yesterday to stop runs. And because that's the key with Henry, if he gets into the second level – he's really hard to tackle. If he gets into the second level with a head of steam, he's really hard to tackle. So, you know, we did a nice job stopping the run, and we're going to have to do that again this week, knowing we're playing a really good back this week and a good offensive line this week as well.
No doubt. Special teams, though, is maybe the biggest surprise, because they have not been a huge help this year for you, and they were terrific also yesterday. How did you change that around? What did you do, Nick, that made them so much more effective?
I think that group has a lot of pride, and we've had elements of being down. I set the record straight. We've had elements of being down. It felt like, you know, we had a play here or a play there each game that needed to be fixed. But that doesn't always mean it's one unit. It might not always be the punt return unit. It might not always be the kick return unit. We just had to play a complete game. And so And we did that. We hit on all phases. We were sticking. We were playing physical. And that was, you know, we really set the stage of how the game was going to be of when we were playing physical on those units. And then I thought Covey did a really good job of returning the ball. And, you know, they were punting it, and he catches everything. And then we were getting great blocks for him. And it's nice when you're starting drives at the 40-yard line. That makes a big, big difference to be up. Well, we were up 21-10, 21-10 in the to start the second half, and then we get a big time return from our punt return unit, and all of a sudden we're in scoring range pretty much, and we go up three scores. So that's huge. It was just a great complete game by the guys on special teams. Great job by the coaches of, you know, and I will say, you know, last game particularly wasn't up to our standard, so it was a great bounce back game. And we know, I mean, this is a, you know, an old age saying, as we all know, like, it's not about you know, what happens, it's about how you respond to what happens. And our special teams coaches and our special teams players responded to a game that wasn't up to their standard, and that's what good teams do, that's what good men do. And I was glad to see that yesterday.
Well, you didn't leave us so much to complain about after that one.
But I'm sure you got something anyway.
I just have this one thing, and that was, you know, I'm sure you're not thrilled about it either. All the false starts, those penalties, seven penalties first 20 minutes. What was the cause of that? What was going on there, Nick?
You know, any pre-snap penalty is a reflection of the coach, and so I'm taking everything right there. We got to clean up just the cadence, just our timing of it, and why do I say that? Right, if I'm not cleaning that up in practice, then it is going to be an issue in the game, and I got to be more on my detail on that. In practice, and because it's not like it was, you know, just one guy. It was everybody. So naturally, we have a problem there. I'll make sure we get this thing fixed. But yeah, that was disappointing. I was disappointed in myself for that. And like I said, when that happens, we'll go out and do everything we can do to fix it. But you know, I mean, a credit to the guys. They overcame because we had 14 points with all those penalties, and that's hard to do. You know, Devontae got us out of the hole on the third. He ran a really nice route. We false start on third and one. And then on third and six, he runs this unbelievable route to continue the drive. Or I think it was third and eight or something like that.
Last thing. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go, Angelo. I already said I was the one who screwed it up. Go ahead.
Okay. The last thing I wanted to ask you was third quarter, you had a challenge that didn't work. And I saw you have an exchange with the ref on the sideline that seemed to be lighthearted. Which I'm just. Do you remember what it was about?
I really don't, but I can't be the. I can't remember what I said about being extreme. I can't be extreme all the time. I can't always be yelling at everybody. I got to have some lighthearted conversations as well. So that was an opportunity for me to have. I like those guys that ref the game yesterday. It was an opportunity for me to have a lighthearted exchange with them. And see, you know, what they do on those, you know, just to let everybody in on that. What the referees do on those. They got a couple refs looking at the play. And then they got the guys in New York looking at the play, and then the one guy stands by me and kind of tells me what's going on. So I'm getting kind of a play-by-play from him on that. So that was just an opportunity to talk to the guy. Why did I do it? Well, we were up 21-10. We got what was it was close. There's no – I wasn't like, hey, this is for sure going to go our way, right? So it was close. I thought, you know, with the way our defense was playing, if we could go up three scores – you know, early, then it would be really hard for them to come back, which was, you know, obviously that was true, right? It was going to be hard for them to come back up three scores. They didn't score in the second half. So I just thought that if we could get that one right there, it was close. And if we could get that one right there, that'd be a big momentum swing. And obviously we didn't, right? And so it was close. I knew it was close. But I thought that the reward was worth the risk there with what happened. And hey, you know, the special teams made the defense got stopped the next play. Special teams got the ball to the 40-yard line, and you know, we lost the timeout, but we got great field position. So everybody picked up from the mistake that I made.
Nick, all we got to say is you're 11-1. We're not questioning anything you do. You must be a genius. That's all we know. And thank Howie too. He did a pretty good job putting this team together.
I'll make sure I do that.
Nick, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Angela.
Nick Sirianni.
Sirianni this morning.
James knows I like when the Nick Sirianni said at the very end by Angela.
Because Angela and him were talking at the same time, so if I cut it off, you wouldn't have heard the end of what Nick said, so I had to leave it on that.
I'm playing around with you, man. Look, this guy's got it going, man. I mean, it's like a master class in coaching right now. And yeah, he's got a lot to work with, but it's more than just talent. It really is. Because you don't get to 11-1 unless you are a watch that is precise. And they are they are really, really, really precise right now. Jetta Cameron, John Richard, too. All right, Seltzer telling us we got breaking news on WIP. It's brought to us by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. James, what do we got?
New York Mets have signed Justin Verlander to a 2-year deal.
Holy mackerel. So they're going to go Verlander, Scherzer, which is the old Detroit Tigers pitching staff. They reunite those two dudes.
Yeah, you're right.
And DeGrom, of course, is
so it's
gone.
It's 2 years, $86 million with a vesting option for the third.
Guys, there is an exploding market of pitchers right now. I got to tell you, our poll result last week when 85% of people said the Phillies did not make a mistake, John, moving on from Zach Eflin when it was 3 years, 40. What was it, James, 40?
340.
They might have made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Verlander just got, what, $43 million a year? Is that what you said?
Yeah, 2 years, 86.
That's insane.
He's turning 40 in February.
And look, DeGrom, John, the DeGrom money blew me away this weekend. For those who missed it, 5 years, 185. For DeGrom, who is amazing when he pitches, but he also doesn't pitch that often. A pitcher that does not pitch that often got one, and let's remember, these aren't football deals. These aren't non-guaranteed. He got $185 million guaranteed. Now, can the team get some insurance policy attached to it related to, you know, him getting injured? Of course. But they also got to pay a price for that. Philly's got to get some starters somewhere, John, because they have three right now, and only three. I'm not panicking. This isn't like hit the panic button. But I'll say this. I thought the opening might be there for the Phils to go from 3-2 in the regular season in the division with DeGrom out. With Verlander in the division with the Mets, as of this moment, especially with no Bryce Harper for the first half of the season, as of this moment, I'd have to say the Phillies right now sit third in the division.
They did during last season.
They
too,
did significantly, so. By the way. Like, I mean, I guess really significantly.
Not a lot has changed.
They were 11-12 games behind those teams.
You know what could change though? Andrew Painter.
Yeah, but don't
Mick Abel.
Don't put too much
Griff
in that.
McGarry. Nah. Well, we don't know how much they're putting into that. Now, I'm not saying I would, you know, ink a 5-year deal for $37 million a year to anyone right now. I mean, maybe how much would Rodon cost us, Jimmy?
Yeah, somewhere like 5 years, 35 years.
Because he's younger, he's going to get, you know, more years.
Uh huh.
Well, I don't know, man.
DeGrom
it's just,
got five. That's crazy to me.
DeGrom got five, but he's also not 40 like Verlander. He's what is he, James?
34, somewhere
I think
there.
He's 34. Yeah. Yeah.
That was an incredible contract for a pitcher. James, how many innings has he pitched in the last 3 years?
Not a ton, like less than 100. I'd have to look, but he has not pitched a ton of innings the last 3 years.
That's
wild.
All right, man. Well, look, just know the baseball pitching market has exploded in an unusual way. And anyway, we'll obviously continue to track it with the winter meetings go on to midweek?
Though? They go on to the 7th.
No,
so that would be Wednesday.
Here's the thing. We watched that World Series with such intent.
Yep.
But everyone else was watching too. And when the rest of Major League Baseball sees that your fourth starter can throw a combined no-hitter and you end up winning because the pitching was so spectacular against a team that's built for offense like the Phillies, you know, this is just, I believe, a carryover from that.
I think it's part of it.
Pitching is what can win you a World Series, so you're going to pay a premium for it. Look, I don't think it's that surprising.
It's an intriguing all season. We'll continue to track it. We'll obviously continue to take your reaction on the Eagles. The big win yesterday, anything Sirianni said, you can react. 215-592-9494. Coming up, a pretty cool fact about the Eagles this season you might not know about. We'll get to that next. Rock all your calls on WIP. Hey, one of the things I love about betting on the NFL is always finding new player or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is combining these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Perfect for tonight's game. Another game, obviously, as we got, back in action is Tampa Bay. Do I have the right game here tonight? Tampa Bay? Yeah, Tampa Bay. That's correct. Tampa Bay taking on New Orleans. By the way, I think rooting for Tampa Bay because we want that New Orleans pick to be pretty low pick, good pick for the local team in the draft. A lot of ways you can bet it here tonight. Tampa with Brady, obviously passing yards, touchdowns, Kamara, what he'll do in the rushing attack for New Orleans. It's all there for you, including the opportunity to lock in a same-game parlay. One of many reasons to bet with FanDuel Sportsbook. Other reasons, how about live betting in-game? How about fast withdrawals? When you win, you get paid real fast, plus odds boosts and specials all the time with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. So sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER. You'll get a no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000 when you sign up using promo code HAMMER to make every moment more with FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. It's a cool play because when that play first started, I really didn't think he was going to get in there. Even though Miles Sanders did a nice job on his guy, there were still other defenders that ordinarily could get to the pylon, like a safety-type guy. I forget who it was. Maybe it was a corner. Should be able to get to the pylon before a quarterback, but he just got there. I mean, Jalen Hurts just brings a different level of athletic brilliance. That
it helped a lot that it was the far hash, so you had more field to work with, and it took the defense by surprise. I mean, normally you're going to be doing a play fake at that point in time. That was a nice little change-up that they had never seen before.
Really impressive, man. Sirianni continues, along with Steichen, to dial stuff up. By the way, speaking of impressive, when you talk about coaching and performance by the players, here's a fact that stood out to me that I saw post-game. And I did not realize that the defense had been this dominant in this category in the last month and a half. But Ruben Frank with a tweet after the game that the Eagles – from a defensive standpoint, the last six games in the second half.
Yeah.
Zero touchdowns against Pittsburgh allowed, zero touchdowns against the Texans allowed, zero against Washington. Of course, Washington won the game, but literally it was zero touchdowns for Washington in that game, second half. Zero touchdowns by the Colts in the second half, one touchdown by the Packers, zero touchdowns by the Titans. The Eagles' defense has given up one touchdown in the second half in the last month and a half. That's really awesome, man.
Yeah, and I think it sort of falls under the category of we put teams exactly where we want them, except for the Commanders.
Yeah.
That they were still, running and balanced. But yesterday was, it was a great example of taking a team out of their comfort zone.
Really was. It was a quintessential example. We'll talk to Elliot Shore-Parks coming up in about 15 minutes, top of the hour. Elliot on the Eagles. We'll get into the Jalen Hurts contract realities as well. We kind of stumbled into that about an hour ago, and I know Elliot has some thoughts about how the Eagles will be able to sign. I mean, of course they're going to be able to sign Hurts. They're going to sign Hurts, but also still retain a lot of the prime players that you'd like to see them keep. So we'll talk to Elliot coming up in about 15 minutes. Let's go to Carl in Ardmore. Hi, Carl.
Hi, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi, Carl.
All right, couple points. First of all, I just read that Watkins has an AC sprain, so I don't know how long that he's going to be out with that. As you know, that varies. Number two.
That's the kind of thing that most players, it depends on the severity of it. But
correct. I'm an orthopedist, so I know that.
Oh, okay.
I know that.
All right.
But the tight end, Dallas was whatever. He's still out, so he must have had a significant separation because he's out at least. The question I have, I don't see anything about Davis. He went out with the ankle. Did he come back in and I missed it?
So we won. I don't know the answer. Here's what we do know.
Did.
He only played six plays the whole game, though.
Yeah.
So clearly, John, you know for sure he came back after the initial limp out.
Yeah, he went out.
All right.
I want to say it was the beginning of the second quarter. They didn't start playing him until later in the game.
It took
a while for him to get in there. He limped off the field. They had I'm pretty sure they had him back in.
But Carl was only six plays.
Him.
So he clearly was impacted by it. And I'll say I wonder his status for next week. We'll see.
Last but not least, did you guys watch the game yesterday?
We're talking about the Eagles game?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't bother. No, I didn't bother.
Why would we watch that?
Okay.
Of course. Well, of course, we watched the Eagles game. What kind of question is that? Go ahead.
Here's the thing. Well, are they going to trade? Okay, I was laughing at the guy who was going to give me the first for 10,000 choices. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Some people turn the sound off. That's what I'm talking about. So I listen.
Oh, I see. I got you.
Their announcers. Their announcers
yep.
are horrible. Horrible. I mean, we're the top team. We got the announcers. They missed things. They got things.
No, you got the number. Hold on. You actually got the number one Fox crew, Carl. Now, you wouldn't think it because.
Really?
Yeah, you wouldn't think it because normally a guy like Greg Olson wouldn't be. They're in a holding pattern waiting for Tom Brady to take that over after Troy Aikman left because Fox wanted Aikman out because they knew they wanted Brady. They signed Brady to a $375 million. Let me repeat it. A $375 million deal. And they're just waiting for Brady to retire. So it's Greg Olson until then. To be fair to Olson and Burkhart, and Carl, appreciate the call. I actually thought those guys did a nice job yesterday. I mean, obviously, Merrill and Mike, we love Merrill and Mike, but most of these TV announcers, honestly, I think are substandard. I thought those guys weren't. I thought they did a pretty darn good job calling the game.
I didn't hear any of it. I listened to
John Merrill was at Mike. John was at the game.
I was there, and then when I was watching it, I was listening to the radio.
All right, to Ziggy right now in Lehigh Valley. Hi, Ziggy.
Yo, how you doing?
Good, Zig. Oh. Ziggy.
Yeah.
Hello,
what's
sir.
Up?
Hey, buddy. Doing?
Yeah, it's a good day, isn't it?
It's a great day, Ziggy. We got a team with a bona fide championship possibility in front of us.
Right, exactly. Which brings me to my point. Joe, we didn't just stumble into the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard come out of your mouth.
Uh-oh.
Some mysterious, anonymous, high-profile sports commentator brought it
just
out.
Just the thing right? when I said earlier that Amy from Villanova outkicked her coverage. Get with me?
No.
Not that part. Oh, okay, what?
About trading the guy. Once you have the guy, trading him away because he's coming off of his rookie deal. That's ridiculous.
Their whole lives trying to find it.
It is totally absurd. But what Joe is saying is that he thinks that someday, you know,
someone will do this. Someone will do it someday, Ziggy. Some team, even though they know they got someone who can be the guy, will say, I'd rather get to a different quarterback making $1 million or $5 million instead of pay a quarterback $50 million. Someday
right.
it will happen. I don't think it will happen here, but someone will have
the foresight. You'd
have to
have an extenuating set of circumstances, too, where you have someone waiting in the wings
in the
like Jalen Hurts.
Well, that, too. You're right. You're right, John. Well, that's an example. Correct.
Extenuating circumstance like maybe the front office and the ownership is less than what we would call desire. It wouldn't happen. Jeffrey Lurie wouldn't do something like that.
Look, it's not going to happen here. I'm just saying someday I think it'll happen somewhere. I mean, Ziggy, let me ask you a question. Do you know what Hurts makes?
Well, right, and he's on a rookie deal, $1 million.
It's like $1 million.
Yeah.
And next year when he makes $50 million, and that's, you know, I'll do math here, $49 million difference, that could be, I mean, my God, that could be the middle linebacker, T.J. Edwards, gone. Okay. That could be Bradbury, gone. That could be Miles Sanders gone. I'm just saying it's.
All right, look at it this way.
Yep.
This isn't a 1 year thing with this young man.
I know.
Just the beginning.
I know.
And barring injury, Joe, this kid can really play.
I know he can play. Ziggy, I'm not. Let me be clear, man. I appreciate the call. I guess he's not the only person out there that heard me talk and thought it was all nonsense. I'm not saying trade Jalen Hurts. Let me be really clear here. I'm not saying trade Jalen Hurts. They're not going to trade Jalen Hurts. I'm not saying trade Jalen Hurts. What I am saying, though, is, and I'll be very clear about this when the offseason begins, whether that's after the Eagles win a Super Bowl or not, it is going to be a negotiation. And there is going to be a point.
Hardly.
I don't know about that, John. There is going to be a point. I don't know what that point is yet.
It's not. MVP.
Yep.
You cannot possibly – yes, there's a range that you hope to be giving him per year.
Correct.
There's a range that you hope to be giving him guaranteed. This is likely to be a mostly guaranteed or possibly all guaranteed.
No, not after
contract.
Not after the
they
Carson
will try,
thing. Eagles won't do it.
His side will try to negotiate as much guaranteed as possible. That part, I think, is what's sliding and negotiable. But you can't, when you have other quarterbacks out there now paid, you know, 45
sure.
and up
sure.
million per year, you can't consider paying him less than that.
Well, here's what I'll say, and I've always enjoyed this phrase because I think it works. There is a straw that breaks the camel's back. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. There will be a point this offseason where it could get to the point where Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie say, no, Jalen, we won't give you that extra dollar. I don't know what that dollar is. I don't know if it's $47 million or $48 million or $52 million or $53 million. Somewhere in there. I mean, it's not just, sure, whatever you want. So it is a negotiation. I expect a negotiation to get done with a new contract. But it doesn't mean it's just a guarantee because you don't know what he's going to ask for, John. You don't. You don't know what he's going to ask for.
You have an idea. Of course you have an idea. You see that Kyler Murray is getting $46 million a year.
And that's going to really that's going to hurt the Eagles.
$50 million.
Kyler Murray's deal hurts
the
Eagles.
It's going to be somewhere in that vicinity.
I know.
And
it's going to be above it.
They're going to have to swallow that pill, essentially. Like I said, I think the guaranteed portion is what is going to be negotiable, maybe even a sticking point. But I don't think that Jalen Hurts is, well,
I don't
want to give him too much credit here where he walks on water.
Yeah, like he's going to want to get paid.
He is.
Yeah, he's going to want to get paid a lot of money. By the way, we'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks about this topic and more. Elliot joins us next. I know he's got a theory the Eagles can keep a lot of their prime other players, even if they sign Hurts to a big deal. Seems implausible to me. We'll get Elliot's perspective on that. We'll rock all the calls as well. That's all next on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.